Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
We made it. Another one. I feel like we're on time again. Last time we were so messy that we just forgot to tell everyone we recorded.
Literally, like 24 hours later, we were like, oh yeah, we should probably send in like our timestamps and stuff.
Oops. Like, are we all right? I don't know.
No, we're not all right. The hot dummies on island shows are trying to kill me. I am not.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're here, though. We're back. Yes. We've made it. Hello, everyone. Today has been such a mess-filled day. And we're recording this on Monday, July 17th. So yes. It's been so messy, y'all.
It was a big day. A lot of DMs back and forth between Sasha and I just talking about the mess that was happening.
I love it. And I don't know how this is happening and how we end up showing up, but here we are.
Yes. Speaking of showing up, we do have 343 reviews now. So we are crushing our goals and we got a couple of new 5-star reviews.
Yes.
I think that these three are new. So Haley said, mess, baby. This is the pop culture podcast that you need. Kirsten and Sasha are fantastic hosts that break down the latest mess, drama, and tea. The perfect podcast for your feed. Kind of rhymes. I like that. Thank you, Haley.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
And then Sarah Steelman said, 5 stars only. Kirsten and Sasha have such a great rapport and keep me up to date on all the hot goss for celebs I've never heard of. Keep up the amazing work and I'll keep happily listening.
I love it. Thank you.
And then Cloudy left us a 5-star review that I think might have been meant, like, I don't know. It was like, it mentions 340 reviews, but it also might be for the Bravo. I don't know. The title is Daisy.
Yes, because it said Daisy. Yeah. That's why I wasn't sure. Yes, I saw
this. But then the content says, hoping this helps you reach 340, which is not the goal for Bravo right now. Right?
I wish.
5-star reviews and thanks for making a long commute fun and messy and making strangers stare at me for laughing by myself. So thank you, Cloudy.
Maybe their name. I don't know.
But
either way, I love it. I love it.
Regardless, I love it. And if it were meant for the Bravo feed, then that's just extra mess. And I am all on board for that. So thank you to all of our reviewers. And if you have not yet reviewed us and you want to get shouted out by us on the show, well, now is your time. Just open that podcast app up. Just hit that 5 stars and then just write a little something for us to read. And we would love to read it on the pod.
Please.
We would deeply appreciate it. We do have enough reviews to do the Oops All Anonymous, but we will not be able to do Oops All Anonymous quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously with scheduling guests and stuff, it's hard when I'm currently doing 5 podcasts a week and working full time.
Same, actually.
And Sasha also.
Yes.
So between the two of us, it's a lot hard to find overlapping time. Well, then you add in a guest. And also we need some more anonymous. So if you've been sitting on like the juicy mess or you really haven't submitted yet because you think it won't get read on the pod, there's a great opportunity to submit your mess at tinyurl.com/messmagnets. Please.
Thank you. We need it. But yeah, it will be soon. Like before, in the next few weeks. It's just not next week.
That's no, all. Not next week.
Yes. So I'm excited though. I think today is going to be what? Oops, all divorce.
Classic oops, all breakups.
Literally.
Because not quite, but happening? Like close enough.
Yeah. Breakups and makeups, I guess.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it's time to get to it. But make sure you're also subscribed to the Mess Magnets feed, everyone. Don't forget, that stuff matters. So it's time. It's time. Let's go. So this was big. This happened. So Asia told me this on Goose Goose Duck, and I almost fell over while we were playing. So I can't. Okay.
Just absolutely wild.
Yes.
So Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods were hanging out.
Yeah. And again, for some of our folks that don't know what that means and why this is a big deal, let us just quickly tell
you. We will break it down. We're here for you. We understand. Mess Magnets wasn't here 4 years ago.
Yes. Imagine if it were on that day.
Oh, my God. I wish. That would have been, we wouldn't have slept, literally. Like, it was just so much. So, okay. Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods, besties, BFFs. They were always posted on social media. They were on TV together. Like, it was like besties.
Yeah, like they met through Jaden Smith, because Jordan Woods is friends with the Smith family. Mm-hmm. So it's, and that matters. But anyway, so it does. No, because
I know, but just the way you said it,
I know, because it sounded so sarcastic, but that is not how I meant it. But yes, so that's how they met. They met through Jaden Smith, and like, bet, like they were the like it girl besties.
Yeah,
and I think Jordan lived.
I'm not 100% on that, but I think they were, and literally like in 2017, they like they did like a marriage type ceremony, like for their friendship to bond for life, like a destination wedding in Peru.
Yeah. It didn't last, everyone. Oh, that's what it was. Yes. And then after that, a year from then, right, Kylie gets pregnant with Stormy. And that's when I think Jordan, like, moved in.
Yes, yes, yes. And that makes sense, too, because that was when Kylie, like, hid her first pregnancy.
Yes.
It was, like, top secret. I think it was speculated in blind items, but in general people didn't know about it, and then she released like the YouTube video when her baby was born and was like, suddenly I was pregnant.
Yeah, so it's just, so basically their point is besties, sisters, like they're together forever, or so we thought.
Yes,
until February 2019. Oh, yes, exactly, because Tristan third trimester Thompson literally, like actually third trimester, decides to cheat on Khloe Kardashian, who he was, who was pregnant with his child at the time, with Jordan at a house party.
And just like, obviously, Tristan the cheater, the most wrong in this situation.
The worst.
Like, yeah. Tristan stays having Khloe in her clown makeup to this day, honestly. But Jordan also, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, so the video came out, right, of her, like, sitting on his lap. And turns out she does end up going on Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk. Yes, because,
of course.
Yeah, basically because shit hit the fan.
And that's literally, like, if people don't know about Red Table Talk, when shit hits the fan, Red Table Talk is there. Like, it's just literally how it is. Like, Red Table Talk is not the type of thing where you're having like a mundane conversation about nothing. It's always when the ultimate shit has hit the fan that you hear about Red Table Talk.
I know, it's just, it's wild. And I mean, Jordan Woods was like hemorrhaging when it comes to like PR, where Khloe Kardashian basically ends up like going on a whole rant to Jordan, which makes no sense. Again, glass houses, look at your own guy, but it is what it is, right?
Like, talk and, to Tristan.
He's
the cheater.
And turns, and you know, this caused like Jordan and Kylie's friend breakup. Which is really unfortunate because, again, it's just, I think it was a horrible decision. I remember watching, I think, the Kardashians episode, and you could tell Kylie did not want to talk about it. But then she was also kind of like, I mean, yeah, how can you be so stupid? Right. I remember that. So it's just, it was not a great moment from Jordan, but we support women's rights and wrongs. And Tristan is a horrible, no good, dirty dog.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So she ends up going. So on Red Table Talk, right, she like has this interview, and you know, she says like, listen, I've had sympathy for Khloé, and she actually apologized privately. But then she starts explaining what happened and how the family really zoned in on her and really like shit on her, basically. So after that, I remember the shift to where it was done, right? Like Khloé was not everyone's favorite anymore. Mm-hmm. Because Khloé then goes on to be like, you should have some shame. You're my sister. La, la, la. The iconic like liar gif or video you've seen is like her yelling about this moment.
So. And it's just like just truly mess, yes. mess. And obviously not like just not good. And so at this point, like Kylie and Jordan didn't really see, they weren't seen again, mm-hmm. right? All of the Kardashians and Jenners unfollowed Jordan really fast on social yeah. media. Kylie did take a little bit longer mm-hmm. before, you know, also going that route. But then in the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion in 2021, she tells Andy Cohen that the demise of her friendship with Jordan was an overnight thing.
Yeah, which is, again, really unfortunate. And it looks like they just kind of, she was like, oh, you do something to my family. That's it, right?
Like, which is like, done. And fair, totally yeah. fair, 100%. Like, I was talking about this a little bit on Twitter. Like, I know Ray Sani, who's a really funny mm-hmm. writer, obviously not writing right now. She's on strike. But mm-hmm. she was talking about this a little bit. And she kind of got into it with someone who was like, well, but friendships are more important than romantic relationships, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, I mean, yeah, but also, like,
it's her sister.
She fucked over, like, if someone like fucked over my sister, like, that's it. It's curtains. We're done. Mm-hmm. Like that. That's just how it is. So I feel like that's a really weird stance to take. Like, oh, I'm so glad they're back together because like they should have always been. It's like, no, like you can't just expect that your friendships are gonna bounce back when you do stuff to people's siblings.
100%. And I think when you live in their house too, it's just, right? It's really messy. But of course, like, I think this is when, again, all this has started coming out. And then turns out Khloé and Tristan get back together. So that's what it was, wraps. It was curtains for Khloé because he, of course, impregnated another woman as well. So
he's horrible.
Folks, exactly. And folks are like, you're a joke. Like, you can forgive Tristan, but you're, you know, kind of dragging Jordan for yeah. what?
And that's really where it's really bad. Because again,
yes,
like, yes, Jordan was part of the family and should have known better than to make that decision. Mm-hmm. But like, Tristan was the one who had gotten Khloé pregnant, was like in a long-term relationship and supposed to be her life partner, you know?
Yeah. So, but again, like I said, Jordan ends up like going on her own like life trajectory, and she has a pretty big glow up as well. Not like looks wise, just like career wise. Yes. And I think like standing on her own 2 feet and like getting a lot of just stuff for herself. She is also now an entrepreneur, influencer, right? All of that stuff. And then this weekend, turns out they are together. Like, they have been hanging out.
They went for sushi this weekend, yeah. and they left and got into the same car together.
It's wild. I mean, I'm excited. I really hope that, like, it's beautiful to have, like, great female friendships. So it was shitty what happened mm-hmm. and how it happened. But hopefully now that allegedly Khloé and Tristan are back together, it shouldn't. Matter.
Well, some people are upset about this too, though. Like, Jordan Woods posted a photo this morning of her just kind of mm-hmm. walking to her car looking beautiful with the caption, God's timing. And yeah. a lot of the comment, like the top comment is, you better not go back. She had you walking behind her like a peasant. Stand That's up, correct. Queen Jordy. And the second one, please don't go backwards to the Kardashians. Leave them where they are. They're just jealous and on what you have going on. You know how it goes. And stop walking behind her. That's what we always saw. You lead these next chapters. You are a queen. No Kardashians should walk on your feet, even if you go back with Kylie. Please protect your boyfriend away from Kylie. Woo! like, I don't think she's going back, but we must remember when Kylie's sisters were bullying Jordan, she was the one to call and remind them they were supposed to be better than that. I give Kylie her flowers because she knew what the outcome could have been. Like, all this stuff. So even in a picture that doesn't have anything to do with Kylie, every comment is like, their people's opinions on that.
But I, interesting you say that, because I did also notice that Jordan was walking behind her again.
Always.
And I did think it was weird, because it feels like staged paparazzi pictures, just the way Kylie is like looking over at the paparazzi. So yeah, it is kind of annoying.
Well, and so like, I think as well, and we talked about this before, mm-hmm. when Kim was at an NBA game for Tristan's team.
Oh, yeah.
About how, like, the Lakers, it seems like they're setting things up for Khloe and Tristan to be getting back together. Mm-hmm. And so I think a paparazzi shot of Kylie reconciling with Jordan also sets the stage for that. Like, everyone's all good again. Everything's fine. Khloe and Tristan are back together. No worries, no problems. And so I do think, like, as per usual, the Kardashians don't do this shit on accident. And so if you see something, it typically indicates either something else is coming out or they're hiding something else. The other thing they could be hiding from is allegedly, Timothy Chalamet said Kylie was like the worst he's ever had in bed, this weekend. So they might have wanted some more positive press to cover up from that. I don't know. But you gotta keep your critical thinking hat on with these Kardashian Jenners, because they will be challenging us on it every single time.
Yeah, always. Literally always. And what's crazy about all of it also is that Timothy and her allegedly mm-hmm. are not necessarily, like, you know, it's giving PR.
It's not, I'm sorry. There's no way in hell Timothy Chalamet, alleged, like, man-ho community dick situation, is like, oh, let me settle down with someone who has kids. Like, I'm sorry, it's just not happening. He's, like, what, like, 27 years old? Like, he's just not at that point in his life. It's not, like, there's no way it's real.
And that's why my conspiracy theory is that they finally figured out that people aren't buying it, and they need good PR for Kylie. And they're like, shit, like, Timothy is just out here dogging her, and no one's buying that it's even a real situation in the first place. Yeah. And Kendall and Bad Bunny are getting all of this, you know, whatever, like, publicity, good or bad, I don't know.
But does anyone believe in Kendall and Bad
Bunny? They don't have two words to rub together. Stop this. So no, but that's not even the point, God. So that's why I think that this all just feels so.
Like, I don't think there's anything new about Kendall and Bad Bunny since, like, the end of June.
Since the Laker game, I have not heard anything, because I think they got roasted.
Everyone was like, they've never spoken. Like, stop this.
So they got, and the poor Bad Bunny, he was like, I'm just trying to make it the American market. Or in the English-speaking American market.
Yes, Puerto Rico and is. Hopefully that works out for him, because he's very talented.
It's just so funny. And then also, seemingly, like, Khloe responded, which Khloe does, right, in her Khloe way, it's a bunch of quotes, but basically being like, it's all good, talking about, you know, let lessons be lessons, is easy to judge, difficult to understand. Understanding requires compassion. Shut up. But
this, I'm sorry, nothing has ever been more sad to me than Khloe Kardashian posting the quote, never blame anyone in your life. The good people give you happiness. The bad people give you experience. The worst people give you a lesson. And the best people give you memories. Shut the hell up. Someone does something to you, you can blame them for that.
And you're married or dating the worst one, like, that hurt you the most.
Like, I remember a time in university when I was, like, not good and not in a good relationship. And I feel like I posted some cryptic Facebook status that was like a John Green quote of like, you don't get to choose, like, if people hurt you or not, but you get to choose, like, the people in your life. And I'm happy with my choice. Like, some shit like that. I was not happy with my choices, because the people who are happy with their choices and who are accepting that, like, someone has been a lesson for you are not posting cryptic quotes about it online. They're living their lives. They are simply living their lives.
Mm-mm. And they're like, how, but, oh my God, it's just like, and also, I'm sorry.
It takes grace to remain kind in cruel situations. Chloe,
you literally were here dogging her out. There's tweets of you like being like, I'm sorry, at Jordan Woods, blah, 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 blah. Like, you were such a fake MF-er. And the fact that you have all these yes men in your life, like, not one person can be like, maybe don't do this and don't be an idiot.
How do any of the Kardashian Jenners have access to their own Instagram account?
Like, also, they shouldn't. They really shouldn't.
They shouldn't have it.
But you know what? This is the same team or, you know, conglomerate, whatever you want to call it, entity that is letting them post those Photoshop pictures.
Yeah. So, like, just take their access away. Like, they should. They simply should not have it.
They 1000% should not have it. Are you kidding? But yeah, so it's just, I'm tired of these people. And Chloe, someone somewhere, not us, should do a whole breakdown on like Khloe Kardashian's like fall from grace of like how she went from being everyone's favorite Kardashian to this.
I think she's still a lot of people's favorite.
Well, but that's simply because there she has no
good
backbone.
Like, there's just not good options, right?
Correct. And me thinks that she's literally no backbone. How can she be your favorite?
No, she has not. She was always so relatable, though.
I liked her. She was my favorite, too.
Yeah, it's just so hard. It's hard when your fave, like, just screws up.
I mean, and listen, the world was pretty mean to her. Don't get me wrong. And I will say, the Kardashians should not. I know we say this every time, but like, I feel like it's our Kardashian PSA that they set a lot of these beauty trends. Mm-hmm. So, you know, pot meet kettle.
It's listen, but Sasha, through judging, we separate, and through understanding, we grow. Okay. We've been judging too much. We need to understand.
Understand that you're a hot mess. That's what I understand. How about that? I'm tired of this.
Like, just why are you posting like 7 stories in a row of like, you are not good. Nobody posting that many inspirational quotes is good. You is are doing
ever
bad.
Good.
No,
thank you.
You're not good. You're not doing good.
Mm-mm. No, I'm tired of these people. I'm tired. Like, stop following them. Why did 310 million people follow her? Follow any of them.
Well, I mean, I think that there is a case to be made that many of those followers are fake. Because remember when Kylie was allegedly buying followers during the Selena Gomez of it all?
Oh, yeah. And then she took the L still.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that is your Kylie and Jordan Woods. Oh, my God. But yeah, let's see what happens. Because yeah, you're right that other things are coming. Mm-hmm.
We will see what comes up next and we will keep you informed. Remember, you heard it here first.
Get excited.
Speaking of you heard it here first, obviously we're not going to talk about it this week, but we fully called Colleen Ballinger copyright striking that song, although I never would have called it getting posted to Apple Music. So
yeah, we just knew that it would get copyrighted, but that's it. Like, we didn't. It's wild.
Too evil even for the minds of the mess magnets.
Correct. And it's just everyone's comically evil and I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, literally. Okay. Our next actual story is Ariana Grande. It's been announced by TMZ today that she and Dalton Gomez will be getting divorced. So if people don't know, they've been married for 2 years and he comes from like a real estate family. So comes from money, but not so much from fame. And he's a luxury real estate agent. And if anyone follows the blind items, they will not be surprised that this divorce is coming. If you are Sasha, who did not know they were married, you might be very surprised.
That was so funny because I kept seeing it everywhere. And I was like, Ariana Grande was married?
Yes, she's been married for 2 years. It was because she had the whole like Pete Davidson, like she dated him for not very long. And then they got engaged and then they broke up. And then there was a very brief window where she was single, and then she dated Dalton Gomez for a couple of weeks, then they got engaged, and then they got married. So
what are these celebrities like only dating people for weeks? Like, what do you have that we don't know about?
It's fine. I saw a tweet that was like, Ariana Grande doing all this is like the most old Hollywood thing she could have done. And I laughed really hard at that. So basically the story that we're being told is that like he didn't understand how famous she was, basically. Like, he didn't understand why they had to go out with security. Oh, blah, blah, blah. But I think that what it boils down to is, I mean, people go look at the blind items if you want to see like a lot more dirt that's been coming out for months at this point. But for people who don't know, a movie version of Wicked, the musical, is in production. Well, it's not in production right now because of the strike, but it was in production. And Ariana Grande has been cast as Glinda the Good Witch, which is, for the non-Ariana Grande stans, like her dream role. She has always wanted to be Glinda in Wicked. Like, she is, this is like the role of her lifetime and like a dream come true for her. And so she's been in London a lot filming this movie. And the vibes that have been kind of reported on, so this is all alleged,
yes,
are that Dalton Gomez was not happy with her being away to film Wicked and kind of like tarnishing that experience for her of what the filming her dream and like just totally ruining it for her. And so I'm not surprised that that would be enough to kind of be the last straw in a marriage that was probably really ill conceived to begin with, because it was like during COVID,
yes,
and they didn't know each other that well. And then all of a sudden they were married. So like, it's not exactly surprising that, you know, two people in like their mid 20s who got married really quickly are then getting divorced. Like,
I just want these girls to like take a second and just understand.
And so there's also, okay, this is the what I want people to take a second.
Yes.
Because we are like, this is not, we're not okay if this is where we're at as a society. So
no.
Twitter user at Westside
with is my favorite at the thing. End. Ever that I have found in life. I want to make that clear.
This is the dumbest thing I've seen in my entire life. So they have posted a thread debunking the Ariana Dalton split rumors with receipts and dates, a thread, because they believe that they're not really getting, I'm sorry, TMZ is not reporting on a divorce unless their facts have been backed. Like, TMZ tends to be correct. Not about everything.
I'm sure TMZ has walked stuff back, but like, it's few and far between.
In general, they really have to confirm their sources before they post it. It's why they were so late to put in like the Maddie Healy Taylor Swift stuff, because they needed to verify. Like, they do verify this stuff. So, okay. 2 months ago, Ariana celebrated her second wedding anniversary with Dalton Gomez in a new Instagram story. 3 minus 5 together. I love him so.
3 minus 5 is -2. So I think that equals that they are broken up, because -2, not positive.
Now
two.
You're doing the math.
Look at me.
Oh my God. Ugh, see, this is women look in what STEM. These Twitter psychopaths are doing to Sasha. So,
but I want to be clear, I found this. So don't feel bad for me.
Well, I found it because Lavina reposted it.
Yes.
It was the funniest caption I've ever seen in my life.
I couldn't stop. Yes, that's exactly it. And then I lost it, and it took me so long to find it again because I didn't know how I'd found it.
Oh, my God. You should have asked me, because I would have remembered. Like, I've been laughing at Lavina's
quote all day. I was too embarrassed to be like, let's talk about it.
Oh, my God. Okay, so then the next point. Dalton and Ariana have both gotten tattoos that have to do with one another. Wouldn't that be weird to get a tattoo amidst having a rough period of your marriage?
No, first actually,
of all, both of these people are like heavily tattooed. And I think what you need to understand is the more tattoos you have, the easier it is to get pulled into getting a dumbass tattoo. Mm-hmm. And second of all, I think that's probably some like tattoo people could very much be like, oh, this will fix our problems if we get a tattoo. And it turns out it didn't. Like, how many tattoos has Pete Davidson gotten removed?
Listen,
we're gonna pretend Kim, tattoos matter.
He had Kim's kids' first names tattooed on him.
Have how much do you think Kris Jenner paid him to do that?
Oh, a lot. Or she was like, I'll get you like this deal that pays you a lot.
Oh man. Just wild. Yeah,
it's probably that. It's probably that.
And then
or probably not a lot on account that he's a mess.
Literally. Okay, so then the next one. Yesterday, rumors started fueling after Ariana did not have her ring on. But she does not always wear the ring. Remember, she said this year. And it's a TikTok that says, I'm just not wearing my ring. It's getting cleaned. I'm not getting a divorce. Before you start, don't.
I just can't. I think this is so funny. Like, get a job, touch grass.
Well, and like, and once again, like, what will come with the next tweet as well? Like, celebrities announce things at the time and place that is correct. So they're not going to obviously be doing things that like align exactly with the divorce announcement until it's announced, because they have like a whole PR strategy, right?
Yep.
The next one, Dalton was seen wearing his ring not too long ago. When was it posted?
There's they no didn't date tell in the
photo.
What does it say? 02 at the bottom of the photo.
Yeah, I don't.
That's it. What the hell is that?
Is that the day? Is it the month? I don't know.
Or the week of the year? We don't know.
So yeah, we have no idea. But I, again, a little light. And the next one, Dalton wished Ariana happy birthday last month.
They could be friends, everyone.
Again. If he had not said happy birthday, then the divorce rumors would come out before the couple was ready to talk about it. Like, no, literally. And all he posted was like a picture of Ariana. And it says, happy birthday to my pixie. You're full of stardust and moonbeams. I love you so. Like that. Stop it.
No, that's the thing. I don't think people... Not to drag, but you know, sometimes these fans are a little bit younger and I don't think like necessarily understand how like healthy relationships can end.
Yeah, 100%. And then they say conclusion, fake news.
Literally.
But then they also do follow up. They say to the people that are saying accepted, etc. It's not about that. You guys choose to believe a random article with no facts, but turn a blind eye to facts and receipts. Y'all pick and choose what you want to believe because it's juicy gossip. I'm not believing stuff until confirmed. That's all.
No, and that what kills me is they named that it was a TMZ article. Again, known people that actually check their sources.
TMZ tends to like know what's going on. And then they say, and if they are splitting up, that is okay. My point with this thread was just to provide the facts right now. I'm just saying the TMZ article you chose to blindly believe does not add up. It's not that deep.
I could not stop laughing. I'm sorry. It's just so funny.
I have never cared about anything that much.
No. And I pray to God y'all come get me. If this is what I end up, please, God.
Truly. And all I have to say is thank you next.
Please. But, oh, and then this is another hilarious thing. People also think that, or the unknowns, rather, I should say, also think that Jonathan Bailey, who, if folks know, is the Viscount from Bridgerton. So, you know, Anthony, everyone, yeah. Who is gay and I think has a partner. But anyway, it's supposed to be her new fling. But I was like, no, they're in Wicked together. And that is why they're hanging out.
Like they were just at Please. Wimbledon. Like,
then why not Andrew Garfield? First of all, Ariana, I don't appreciate you living the dream sitting between Jonathan Bailey and Andrew Garfield. It's not right. But besides that, folks are like, they must be together. Ma'am, he just has really good chemistry with anyone he's on screen with.
Literally.
So that, yeah, that's the last thing where I don't fall for like any of these pictures with her and Anthony from Bridgerton.
She's with her coworkers. And what else are they supposed to do? They can't work right now because the studios won't pay a fair deal.
And that's probably why they leaked it, because they were probably going to wait until she needed publicity. But now that the strike has happened, they're like, well, God knows when this is happening. Fine, let's just be done with it.
Yeah, like let her have her hot girl summer. fine. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. I wish her nothing but the best.
I can't tell you how happy I am that Ariana Grande's decided to be white, which is her actual race, you know, like.
That's what people are saying. Is she going to be done with her white girl era now that she's deformed?
Oh my. Well, I mean, I feel like it wasn't that long ago that she was in her Asian girl K-pop era. So.
Correct.
You never know. You never know with Ariana Grande. The one thing that I'll never forget is when she was performing with Nicki Minaj and her spray tan was literally darker than Nicki. Yeah. Like, stop it.
Yeah, I was like, she was black for a little bit, right?
Yes. And people be like, oh, but she's Italian. No, Italian people can
stop it. Tan,
but not, that's not the, there's a difference between a tan and whatever that was. Oh, get out of here.
And the way she talked too. I feel like she had a black scent. So please.
I think a little bit, but I also don't know if I've actually heard her speak that much or just sing. So I don't know.
Valid. Valid.
I can't confirm or deny because I don't remember. You know
when she did that, like, and she's such a good singer. When she did the, oh my God, on Jimmy Fallon, they do the
yes,
the music, whatever, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was wearing Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Oh my, she's so incredibly talented. It's also like when she did the whistle tones with Mariah mm-hmm. Carey, like they're like two of the only people in the biz yeah. that can hit those notes right now. Like she is so unbelievably talented. Yeah,
that's when I heard her talking. I was like,
yeah, whatever. It could be. I didn't hear that, so I can't confirm. But yeah. I wouldn't put it past her based on other activities that she's done.
Oh God. Oh. But anyway, also speaking of another divorce,
because yes. I was divorce like, corner, everybody.
I swear to God, I was just like on Twitter, and then it just hit me. So, People and Page Six has. I don't know if TMZ has. Said this yet,
but if it's People and Page Six, yeah. it's come from a public. But People, it's come from a publicist.
Oh, you're right. Yes, if it's People, you're correct.
Let's be clear. Come on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because they were growing apart. You're right. That's a publicist. Great. So everyone knows Sofia Vergara, maybe from Modern Family. But sounds like they are going their separate ways. Oh, and yes, it is a statement credited to the couple. We made the difficult, so their PR team.
Yes. And
we've made a difficult decision to divorce, blah, blah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and so, and for people who don't know, her, I guess, ex-husband now, he was in True Blood. He played the werewolf in True Blood. He's in Magic Mike.
Hot man.
He's a hot man. He played, I think, Alcide yeah. in True Blood, who is like hot.
Yeah.
The hot werewolf.
But yeah, so they said like blah blah blah. Like, you know, we love and care for each other. Ask for privacy, right? Very much a basic ass statement.
Yeah.
I don't understand what happened. It's so sad.
I'm pretty sure if you go back to the blind items, like this has been rocky for a long time, like years. Like, I think that this has been rumored a lot over the years.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't remember the causes for it. And we don't need to go into like mm-hmm. blind item rumors that are like totally unsubstantiated.
Yeah.
But I actually, when this came out, I was like, I thought they divorced years ago. Like, I thought that I didn't realize they were still together. So I mean, sad to see a good looking couple break up always.
I know.
But I wish nothing but the best for them. And do they have kids?
No.
Okay. Good for them.
Yeah, I don't believe so. I don't believe
so. Imagine if it was PR and their contracts just
over. That is a long time.
Especially for two people that like do not get a lot of press.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. I have no idea.
She had like a lot. Yeah. I didn't Modern Family's done. It's hard, but I think mm-hmm. when she was like big.
Yes.
During Modern Family.
And I'm actually watching Modern Family right now as kind of like a show to throw on before bed if I like need to watch something kind of silly. And honestly, first of all, the show is a goddamn delight.
Yes.
And correct. Sofia Vergara is so funny in it. Like, yeah. She is just so funny and good. So, love her. Mm-hmm. Wish her nothing but the best. I don't know anything about Joe. So, I hope he's also good and wish him nothing but the best. Unless he secretly sucks. And then I wish him the worst.
Please.
Oh, then God. I wish him well in hell.
What is happening?
I'm out of control. Happening? I'm sorry. I'm out of control.
Oh, my God. But, yeah. That is the tea. That's a quick bite on the divorce.
But yes. Now, very happy news.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Lindsay Lohan, everyone, had a baby.
Yes. And we did know she was pregnant.
Yes.
I don't think I actually knew how far along she was.
I mean, I swear to God, celebrity kids grow like 2 times the rate of normal babies. And you can't tell me otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know.
And no, because it's just they announce they're pregnant, like, oh, I'm 1 month pregnant, and next day they're having the baby, I swear.
Yeah, they announced it in March, and then she had the baby now. Yeah. So I feel like that's actually like a pretty normal-ish time frame for finding out about pregnancy, too. And so they have a healthy baby boy, and congratulations to them. Did you see the discourse about Lindsay Lohan today?
Oh my God. The baby's name is Luai, which is very sweet as well. But yes, it's our time for conspiracy because my God.
People are so stupid.
People are literally touch grass.
I reposted something today that was like, I just love how insane everybody is now. And it's truly how I feel about
everyone. That's where I saw it too. Yes, because you had reposted.
So let me pull it up. I should have pulled this up before the pod, but instead I didn't pull it up because I'm an idiot.
No, so, how dare you?
Yeah, I'm so stupid. No. So, someone posted, I guess 3 days ago. She had the baby a couple days ago. And someone posted, oh, Lindsay Lohan is a mother. And a random, of course, blue checkmark account on that Twitter.com, so you know it's about to be the dumbest shit you've ever seen in your life, goes, she's not pregnant. She's wearing a moon bump. You can't do hard drugs for decades and then still be fertile in your late 30s. Some woman in Ukraine is carrying a child. She will human traffic in a few months. And then someone replies to that. Another aptly named account, losers on drugs and blue check idiot. And I hope they're joking. I pray to God this response is a joke.
I'm so tired of these blue.
I pray. They say, didn't go far enough. Ukraine's been birthing all the world's babies for the last 50 years. Convenient that they now have a new war with a population decrease to make the books work. Also, new NATO member. New as in Neo, and NATO sounds like natal, doesn't it? So I really hope that's a joke. I'm like,
no, that's literally.
When I woke up this morning and saw, I was like, I pray that this account is joking.
Like, what has rotted your brain? You know what? I take it back because drugs can't do that. What has rotted your brain so much that this is how you're talking? Like, I grow up.
Okay, well, now I'm looking at this person's account.
I'm glad that we're just, like, doing a deep dive on a random.
I just want to know, like.
No, it's great. I love it.
What, like, is this person. I think they were joking. I think they might be I don't know. They might be just weirdos.
Very well could be.
I just don't know.
It's just hilarious, like, all of this.
Yeah, because, okay, so their bio says that they are overeducated losers who became disillusioned with academia and switched to doing the only thing they knew, making absurd, sad, happy, artsy comedy movies that nobody could ever possibly like. Now that you hear, you could not like it too. They were joking. Thank God. They must have been joking. No one believes Ukraine's having all the world's babies.
And also, like, what? Who has the money for that? And maybe, and also, how do, like, I get in on it?
Ukraine isn't in NATO because they won't.
And that's literally the whole reason for the war, everyone. But
they won't accept them because then they'd be at war with Russia. But that was like a whole. There was like a whole meeting like a couple weeks ago about that. This isn't a political podcast. I don't need to get into the international relations of Ukraine.
Thank you.
No. Anyways, people are insane. Someone thinks Lindsay Lohan is human trafficking a baby from the Ukraine. And we're all insane now.
And we're all stupider for.
I'm for sure dumber just from having read
that. And I said stupider on purpose, everyone. Don't come for me.
If anyone's going to come for Sasha because she said stupider, come for me first and I will correct you. I've had enough.
No. We're not trying to fight anyone.
I could be ready to fight
someone. You know, I haven't fought someone on Twitter in a long time.
Well, yeah, no one's on Survivor
coming up. Yeah.
You know what I want? I want to get into a fight on Threads. If someone wants to.
I don't think it's allowed on Threads.
No, you can fight on Threads. I posted on Threads a little while ago and I was like, can we make this more like Twitter and everyone be a little toxic for a minute? And people did not participate. So we'll see.
I don't think it's the thing on Threads yet.
I mean, Threads needs some work before it's going to be like a main social media. So we'll see. Anyways, Lindsay Lohan had a baby and congratulations to her and her husband. We're happy.
Oh, my God. We should call it just Oops All Conspiracy, because what are we reading? Your brain has been melted.
This is your brain on mess.
This was your brain before bus magnets. This is your brain after.
And it's glowing. Their brain is glowing. The before picture is the scrambled. It's the cooked egg. The after is the uncooked egg. We will heal your brain rot.
It's the, what is that, like, really buff doge dog? That's your brain now.
You're right. You're so right. Okay,
I think our brain has gone.
But I haven't had a brain in some time.
Anyway, we're back. We're back.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Should we do this last one? I think it's like a little funny, but also maybe we can drag some people.
I would love to. You know, I'm interested in
exactly.
Dragging.
So as maybe folks know, maybe you don't, but the writers and actors are on strike to get paid better, livable wages, and for AI to not just, like, do whatever the F they want. God.
I had no clue that they were just scanning people's face into the computer and then being like, yeah, we'll just use this for whatever we want.
For perpetuity. Absolutely not. And then they said, we'll give you 1 day's pay for it.
No.
And then they said, actually, fine, we'll give you 2 days pay. Stop it. Stop
no,
it.
Absolutely no.
Yeah. So because and we're not going into that. Maybe let us know if, like, that is something
we could want. Do a deep dive into, like, streaming residuals and kind of the reasons.
Yeah, because a lot of people have been posting it.
But that would be, like, the only thing we talk about for a week. So if people are interested in that, tweet at us at Mess Magnets. You could Threads me. You can talk to us anyway. Just, like, let us know if you're interested in hearing, like, a deep dive into that and kind of the reasons behind it, which would be, I think, a little more intellectual, like when we talked about Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. But we would totally be willing to do that if people are interested.
If y'all are interested.
I think that's one that would have to be a video too, you know?
Correct. Because then I think we can show the residuals, like all the pictures of it as well.
Yeah.
Because all your favorite shows, all the actors are exposing the shit out of everyone. And I love it. But yes, so again, we're not going into that yet. Let us know if you would want us to. But because of Bob Iger, Disney CEO, who's making like $400 million. Maybe I'm lying, but
he's making 400 times the average worker.
Correct. So he said that, you know, basically we're gonna, like, he's just, like, dragged too many people and I'm ready for him. So
he's getting dragged. It's like, it's coming.
No, because he said, Marvel is putting out too much content and that's the problem. Shut up. Okay, shut up. He's so stupid. Basically, Haunted Mansion is coming out soon. Yes. I think in next few weeks, right?
July 28th is the premiere of Haunted Mansion.
And I'm so excited for it. But everyone else, like, normal, like, all the studios, every other studio has been normal and been like, hey, we're just going to cancel it so that, you know, it's just in solidarity, basically.
Basically, any actors that are promoting the work that's already been filmed would be considered scabbing and crossing the picket line, and they would not be able to be in the union anymore after the strike is over, right? Mm-hmm. So that includes walking the red carpet. That includes interviews. You might have noticed there was a lot of Barbie press. No more Barbie press. Mm-hmm. Oppenheimer canceled its New York red carpet, and basically no one is able to promote the work that they've done that would be protected under the SAG-AFTRA union.
And if you're not in SAG-AFTRA right now, but you end up scabbing, then they're also going to make sure you don't ever
get to join. Will never end up in it. So if you have any hopes of being a writer or actor in the future, it's very important to just make sure you know what is considered scabbing and what isn't to protect yourself so that you would be able to enter the union later on in your career. But Disney said no. We will have our premiere anyways.
Because they're leading the charge on this, like, fuckery.
Bob Iger was like, we'll just wait till people start losing their houses. Like, no problem.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut the hell up. Lose your house to the revolution.
He will never. So they decided, right? We're still going to go. And no, y'all, they went ahead to have their premiere without the actors.
Yeah, because the actors couldn't go.
Yeah.
Because they would be losing all union protection in the future. Yeah. So Disney said, you know what? It's fine because we pay a lot of people that are not performers.
Paying is a stretch because
technically they get paid. It doesn't mean it's a living wage or like good, but like they get a paycheck. And so they said, well, we'll just hire the people that play all these Disney characters in our parks to come, like, be at the red carpet.
Well, not even that, Kristen, because they hosted it in Disneyland. So they said, we're just going to have the character actors, basically.
Some, like,
come
stressed out middle managers on a walkie-talkie, like,
everybody get over here now. Correct. So that's what ended up happening. And these people basically almost, like, max paid, like, $18 an hour. And obviously, you're not covered by SAG because they're performers rather than on screen.
This is not scabbing by those people as well. I know I saw a lot of that also, but it's like, no, like this woman getting paid minimum wage to act as Cruella De Vil is not scabbing.
Scabbing. Like she literally lose her job if she doesn't.
She's at work and it's not as an actor. It's as a live performer. It's different.
But speaking of scabs, there were plenty of influencers who were present. And again, we could get into this, but we can quickly just tell you that SAG did say that influencers should refrain from posting on social media about any struck work. Struck means, you know, any company that they've decided, right, isn't good. And they even named all the companies, but basically saying they shouldn't be doing this whether they post it organically or in a paid capacity. Influencers should not accept any new work either, right? I feel like it makes sense. They're making it very clear on what scabbing means. But no, it doesn't matter because all these influencers are showing up. And again, just like the Shein influencer, which we did not get into on this podcast, but
That's blown to hell recently. I know as well.
That's why we do need to talk. Okay, let me put that in so I don't forget. But yeah,
I would love to wait till we have more info on
that. Yeah. I'm just gonna put it in here so we don't forget that. That is something we need to cover. Anyway, so I believe that all these hobby influencers, you know, need work, right? And Disney, I'm assuming, pays a bag. And you want to be in good graces with Disney. So all of these people were like, I gotta go. This influencer named Jasmine Page Moore, which maybe they're famous. Like, I don't know them. Marks said, like, on Instagram, this marks the last few premieres I'm subject to attend. I'm in full support of the fellow actors. Blah, 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 right? Like, I've not taken any additional work, but I have to fulfill my contractual obligations. Very weird, but sure, you do you. And a few people were, you know, talking about how, they got to do it. Some people, I've seen some people with cosplay saying, because I think Comic-Con is coming up.
Yes.
And they were like, I already paid a bunch of money for my outfits, so I gotta go and do
it. No.
That's not
you don't gotta works. Go. I like
that's not
I
that's
know
having, unfortunately.
People really, I think, at large don't have a strong understanding of how much good unions have done for all of us.
Yes.
And how when unions get good and fair deals, it will benefit everybody. A rising tide lifts all boats. And like, oh, you can't go to Comic-Con this year. Mm-hmm. It will come back. You will have Comic-Con again. Like, we need the studios and the executives need to feel the pain.
Exactly.
And actually give a fair deal. And that's not going to happen if people continue to scab and put like short-term loss over long-term gain for everybody, because it's about a collective agreement, and it helps more than just the actors and the writers at this time. Like, those types of things move throughout industry and move to other people as well. Like, without unions, you wouldn't have weekends, you wouldn't have an hour work day, like, you wouldn't have safe working conditions. And I think that there's a lot of kind of, oh, well, they're writers and actors, like, they're fine. No, like, wasn't it just during 2020 when we were all, oh, thank God for the artists who are creating all of this stuff that are entertaining us while we're stuck inside? And I mean, it was the same. Everyone is celebrating the healthcare workers. Everyone was celebrating the frontline, you know, customer service workers who couldn't stay home. And then, you know, the second people start opening things up and it goes back to normal, it's like, oh, well, fuck them. They don't need a raise. Minimum wage shouldn't pay, be able to pay for a place. Oh, well, you know, healthcare workers don't deserve to get paid more. Oh, and now it's like, okay, well, now it's the artists, and they have, you know, the largest platforms to really spread the word about people getting fair and equitable wages. And so that's really scary. And it could really be beneficial for everybody. So I am super in support of the strike, and I hope that they can get a fair deal soon.
Same, but we'll see. But yep. And in the meantime, the director was there as well for Haunted Mansion. And he said, like, he's having mixed feelings. He supports it. But also, you know, he wants to make sure that he's there to really talk, big up the actors.
Love too. He's like, I would love to talk to Bob Iger.
Is so funny to me. Yeah, I don't know why, but that killed me, because he's like, let me just talk to him. I just want to talk. That's the vibe I got.
Yeah.
And I love it. And
it's the vibe I feel too. So love that.
Same.
And again, just to be very clear, as a director, he's not scabbing by going to this red carpet. It's not the same.
Oh God. Like, wake up, everyone. But yeah. And with that, I think that is all we have for our mess section, at least.
And again, if people want more of a breakdown into the strikes, just let us know and we'll start putting it together, because that will be a little bit more work intensive. Yeah. And so we don't want to do that work if people are not interested in hearing it.
Correct.
But it's time for at least Rob's favorite segment, Anonymous.
I love it. Let's get into it.
Okay. So our messenger this week uses he, him pronouns. And he says, hi, Sasha and Kirsten. I've got some workplace mess. Okay. So our messenger used to work at a fast food franchise about 4 years ago about 4 years, and about a year ago left. His friend still worked there until about a month before he sent this anonymous in and became a manager for a few months. So the standard of this fast food place is that you'd have about 3 to 4 managers, and one of them would be the restaurant manager.
Okay.
And the restaurant manager is who most of this mess centers around.
Yeah.
Okay. So when this restaurant manager had first started, the staff at the restaurant had been told that he treated the women way worse than the men. Our messenger also found out that after he had left working at this fast food place, that the manager had made comments about our messenger making fun of him because of his sexuality, which our messenger in bracket says, which I was clueless to at the time.
That is hilarious. That
made me laugh, but like,
yes.
Fuck this restaurant manager. So our messenger's friend informed him that the manager got worse since our messenger had left. He would complete his 10 hours of his shift when other managers were there.
Okay.
But he'd be out of the store for around 45 minutes, smoking, leaving the crew to fend for themselves. And he would be really horrible to the other managers also. There was an incident where he told a crew member to take off his religious ring.
Oh my God.
Another crew member got into an argument with him being like, well, that is religious discrimination. You can't tell him to take off his religious ring.
What the hell?
Yeah. So they mentioned that previously at his other store, this manager had made homophobic comments.
Of course,
which I'm actually not going to repeat the comment, but it's
horrible. We don't need to. There is
And so after these incidents got investigated, there was a meeting where all the managers attended and two of them broke down crying. And so all of them got moved to different stores that this manager wasn't going to be at first. But the franchise is such a mess that they were even going to have a manager manage two stores after they changed them all around, which is very dumb. So a little workplace mess.
Oh, my God. That's so horrible. So sad. God. What a loser. And I'm so sorry. And it's obvious. I believe that management knew. That's probably why they were.
And then they shuffle everyone around. Exactly. But like, did they shuffle? Like, what happened to the restaurant
just
manager?
Just fire
like,
these people.
Or was he shuffled?
Did they? Yeah, because it says.
Because it says that
they're going to.
The managers got shuffled, but it doesn't actually say the store manager got shuffled.
Oh, so I just assumed.
Did they get fired? Did they get shuffled? I'm assuming not fired. I think our messenger would have told us. But
companies will literally do everything but fire a bad person.
Right? But yet you hear about like good people getting fired all the time. It doesn't
all
make any sense.
All the time, bro.
It's not adding up. The math is not mapping.
It's every day, bro.
Ugh.
I can't. I'm so sorry, messenger. But yes. Your tone sounded like you are better now.
Yeah, it seems like you're doing good now.
Yes.
And we're so glad to hear it. And thank you so much for sharing this mess. I love workplace mess, right?
Yeah,
I feel like the emotions don't tend to get as high because it's not like your family or friends.
Yeah,
you're just like really look at it from a third party. And also at work, you'll end up interacting with people who you in no universe you'd be talking to about anything. And now suddenly I've just spent 8 hours a day with them.
It's so bad. Anyway, God, I love it. But yes, everyone, that is your mess for this week. Another short one, but you know, we made the hour
short and sweet,
exactly.
And filled with all the things you need.
Yeah, and again, there was a lot of stuff, a lot of little stuff, but here we are. But anyway, make sure you are subscribing to our feed, everyone. Don't forget 5-star reviews, please. 5 stars yes. Only, obviously. And let us know again if you want us to cover the SAG stuff. Please, it's a lot of work. Okay. And one more programming note that Kirsten won't be here next week. I will be joined by a guest.
Yeah,
Kirsten will be back the week after. Don't worry, everyone.
I'm not going anywhere long term. I just need a little break.
Exactly.
And also, again, if you have anonymous to submit, please send it into our form at tinyurl.com/messmagnets. And we will be putting together our oops all anonymous in the coming weeks.
I love it.
Yes.
Yes. And for me, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04. And I'm covering, of course, the reunion for Below Deck. Oh, my God. Called Big Deck Energy. You can check it on Bravo TV Wrap Ups with Rob. And I'm over on Post Show Recaps talking everything is super, aka Secret Invasion. And I'm covering Never Have I Ever with Chappelle on Silent Podcast. And what about you, Kirsten? Where can we find you?
Yes. So too many places this week.
Yes.
This is the first of 5 podcasts.
Love it
for me. So Too Hot to Handle is back with another season, and I will be recording a roundtable on the first batch of episodes this week. It should be coming out probably Thursday morning as well. Love Island USA is also back this week because, again, the Hot Dummies on Islands, they're banding together to kill me, and it's not okay, you know, but it will be okay.
We just need more Kirsten content.
So Scally and I will be back together again on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed to break down the first week of Love Island USA. We will be breaking down the premiere Tuesday night with Chappelle, and then we'll be recording later in the week as well. And what was the other one?
Did you say Temptation Island? Yeah, right.
Oh, yes. And Temptation Island and okay. The Big D also on the Hot Tubbies on Island feed, but with Maggie Morgan. So that feed's going to be stuffed. It's going to be like live feed updates every day over
literally
there for a little bit. So if you could go subscribe to the Hot Tubbies on Island feed and show it some love. Don't make Rob regret letting me cover these stupid shows. I would really appreciate it. And if anything else comes up, I'll post on my social media, which again, is at Kirsten Said What everywhere, Instagram, Threads, Twitter, TikTok, all of it. And that is all. So Sasha, we'll see you next week with a special guest.
Yes. Bye, everyone.